From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. Florida, like every other state, has two statues in the U.S. Capitol that honor notable people in the state's history. Dr. John Gorey is one of them. WLRN Miami Herald reporter Gina Jordan tells us how Gorey pioneered a contraption in the mid-1800s that changed our lives.
Summer in the South can be unbearable without air conditioning. That's why folks like Sam Hancock stay busy. He's tuning up an air conditioner, and it's very hot.
Most days it is. Attics are the worst.
Hancock is a service technician with Barano Heating and Air Conditioning in Tallahassee.
My father-in-law's from Miami. He started me in this, trained me up, hands-on, came up learning the trade, and been doing it for 18 years now.
Air conditioning had humble beginnings. The Gulf Coast town of Apalachicola was a busy port for trade and commerce when mosquito-borne illnesses set in. Dr. John Gorey was tending to an influx of patients.
In 1841, there was a situation where over 100 people died in Apalachicola from malaria and yellow fever.
John Nix is a senior engineer with Florida Power and Light. He's also a member of ASHRAE, a trade group focused on sustainable technology and indoor air quality.
This cooling unit that John Gorey came up with was a way to treat patients because he felt if he kept them cool, it would prevent a lot of the carrying of this fever from one patient to the other.
Malaria is an Italian word that means bad air. Gorey suspected nearby swamps harbored bad air from decomposing vegetation, and that was promoting the spread of disease. So he came up with a machine that froze a block of ice and used a fan to blow air over the ice. A salt water solution acted as a refrigerant, and the air in the room was cooled.
It had a double-action pump on it. It got wheels on the side. It was operated by a belt-driven steam engine.
That's Willie McNair, a park ranger at the John Gorey Museum State Park in Apalachicola. He says the machine looks like a moonshine still.
It had a large container which stored the block of ice, which was an 8-by-10-inch block, and it took 8 hours to produce that block.
Gorey's ice machine is on display at the museum in Apalachicola. So the next time you swat a mosquito, consider that the pesky insect is indirectly responsible for air conditioning. These little disease spreaders led Dr. Gorey to build his ice machine. Tallahassee family physician Dr. Thomas Hicks says the irony is that the machine did not do what Gorey originally intended.
The ice did work in making the room cooler, but did not prevent or cure the disease.
Gorey got a patent in 1851 for mechanical refrigeration, but the ice-making industry ridiculed Gorey's invention, and he couldn't get any financial backing. He died broke and alone at age 52, 4 years after getting his patent.
I don't see any air leaks up there right now.
Sam Hancock is sweating. He spends a lot of time washing out condenser coils and checking capacitors. He's among more than 300,000 people in the United States employed in the AC industry. Credit for the modern air conditioner goes to Willis Carrier, an engineer from New York. In 1902, a foggy train platform inspired Carrier to design a humidity control system, the basis for air cooling. Air conditioning wasn't widely used until the 1920s. Now, more than 80% of all homes in America have some form of air conditioning. But Gorey published his ideas about cooling the air decades before Carrier's invention. That's why many historians consider John Gorey the father of refrigeration and air conditioning. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatteo.